This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yay, yay, yay! Hey, hey, yay, yay, what do you say we do another day? Very poetic this morning.
You were filled with poems today.
Well, that was impressive, yeah.
That's because we have Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Jay is in Nashville. Doug's on the farm. And I want to know what Go Puff is. Just talking about Uber's latest delivery service partnership, and it's with Go Puff. How many people know? We know what DoorDash is, right? Heard of Instacart. But Go Puff. What is Go Puff? It's supposed to be a delivery service, your groceries, right?
No, I still stand by my original thing. It's the big marshmallow dude from Ghostbusters.
Oh, the Puffmeister. Isn't it like, if you think it's like DoorDash, then it must be like a weed delivery service, right?
Well... I hadn't even thought about that, and I should be because our first store is opening this week, and they have
Go
a delivery
Puff.
Service.
There you go, Doug.
Attached
is
to it.
Food, alcohol, and snack delivery.
Really? Alcohol. So I thought that, is that legal in California?
It's legal everywhere now for the most part. I think
delivery
COVID
alcohol.
Has changed. Yeah, COVID changed a lot of rules, I think. So in California, you can get delivery of alcohol, but you have to accept it as a 21-year-old person. You can't just like hand it to a child or leave it on the
floor. When you come to the door, they ask you to certify you're 21?
Yeah, you have to show your ID.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay. So that's an interesting. Okay, well, this is sort of what I like about it. The reason that I'm bringing this up is because as much as I'm, you know me, I'm not a cheerleader for any party, for any politician. I'm a cheerleader for us getting even with the Chinese government, that's for sure. But other than that, there is a lot of stuff that is distracting or detracting from most of these guys and women as well. But Biden has said that he wants to break up the monopolies. And this new commissioner, his name is Lina Khan, she's at the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, says that her first job is to look at things like this, where Uber is trying to wrap everything all up into one house. You know, that's what Apple does. That's what Google does. That's what Amazon does. They're all trying to do the same thing. So these people want to put a stop to it. And where I see it being most laudable is when it comes to the food chain. And you've heard me make no small case for busting up the big food giants. Every day I tell you a different story. I think earlier this week I mentioned that 84% of all the groceries in the regular grocery stores around the country are controlled by four companies. That's it. It's corporate agri-food, and it's chaos for the people down on the farm, because down on the farm they're really growing good food for the most part, and these people are deciding what you get to eat. I'm talking about the big corporate agri-businesses. Those CEOs, they're the ones who are figuring out what they want to grow, who gets the seeds, and what you eat. And so that's not the way America is supposed to be. That's not the way we're supposed to have supply chains. And that's what Biden is getting in the middle of. And so that's a good thing. You know how much money the corporate industrial agriculture spent last year on lobbying? Ladies, what do you think? Take a guess.
Oh, gosh. Corporate agriculture?
Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Probably,
yes.
I mean, it has
really?
To be.
Yeah.
I guess would have been way off.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I was thinking like hundreds of thousands.
No. $2.2 billion lobbying. And that also brings up something when you get right down to it. Never mind the food supply. So if they're spending that kind of money on food, what are they spending on everything else? What are the people who want to develop electric cars spending to lobby Congress and the government to pass things? Do you realize what a bonanza these people that are senators and congressmen have going for them? Because most of the stuff that they get in their campaign treasury, they can figure out how to use for themselves or their families. sooner or later. There's some stuff that's become illegal, but not really. They can get around it. So all these people spending all this money to influence, in this case, what you eat, what you drink, what you drive, all of these things are all being...
And don't think for a minute that it's by accident that we're pushing so hard for these vaccines. Big Agra feeds Big Pharma. Big Pharma owns Big Agra. It's this vicious circle. They make money by giving us terrible food to keep us
sick.
It's an ongoing business.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so there's something else going on that precludes the discussion, but I think we need to spend a minute or two on this, the defunding the police stuff, Jennifer and Jay. Apparently, the Votorama that's gone on this week, the senator from Alabama, Tommy Tuberville, you know him, Jennifer, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wanted to put the Senate Democrats on record with regard to defunding the police. Do you know, this is part of the budget amendment, I think, isn't it? What's the story?
Well, so they call it the Votorama. So literally
the
this, I mean,
sounds like going to a drive-in theater. Come to the Votorama!
To put through this reconciliation bill, which is gigantic, $3.5 trillion just for reconciliation. And essentially the headline on CNN the other day was Blueprint to Transform America Passes Key Senate Hurdle. Because these are really socialist policies that are being rolled out. I mean, I don't know that our country comes back from it in any big way. I don't know if capitalism comes back from it in any big way. I mean, you put people down this path, it's hard to reverse. And so in doing this, the Republicans, who are smart, thought it would be great since they're pushing this through without one Republican vote.
Are you saying all Republicans are smart or the Republicans who are smart?
Actually, as I said, this were a couple of Republicans who are smart. Not all of the Republicans are smart.
Smart, right. Okay.
No, but a couple of smart Republicans said, well, if we're doing this anyway, we're passing it through. Not one Republican voted for this reconciliation bill. It's that bad. Mm-hmm. And you know Republicans love to vote for money spending.
Right.
So nobody votes for it. So they put them on record with this Votorama. So they get them on record to vote for critical race theory, abortion. What did you just say? You said it was something else. Defunding the police.
Yeah.
All of these controversial issues they bring up as part of the Votorama argument before they actually vote on passing the reconciliation bill out. So a lot of smart Republicans decided to ask for votes so that they could get people on the record commenting on one side or the other. So at least you know where people stand. I mean, that's maybe one little silver line.
I want to know where they stand when it comes to China. I want to know where they stand when it comes to food. I'm going to go back to where I was for just a moment here. Not that I want to make this...
Before you do, but I just want to say how scary that is.
Which is scary?
The fact that no one will talk about China.
About China.
That, to me, tells me that they are all owned by
China. We're done. Cooked.
Right?
Our goose is cooked. We've let them take over the world. And if you don't believe that, you know, I've been talking about how much in the U.S. China has bought up agricultural investments, but they're doing the same thing around the rest of the world. Their investment in land, in dirt, around the rest of the world has grown tenfold in 10 years. The Communist Chinese Party has supported investments all over the world in agriculture, economic development plans for food supply, the food supply chain. So they may be leading in the U.S., the creation of the Chinese-owned agricultural land monopoly, but they're doing the same thing everywhere else. The rest of the world better be waking up, because they don't want this to help the rest of the world. They want it to help themselves. Wake up to this. Wake up, please, to what's going on. And I'm the only guy in the air with my colleagues, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, talking about this. Nobody else talking about this.
No.
And
they get tamped down. I mean, this is the thing that's so ridiculous, is that this group of House Republicans passed a bill that would have allowed at least some punishment that reported. We talked about it on some of the key findings from China's satellite imagery indicating that they lied about how long they've had this disease in their country. And not one Democrat would vote with them to pass it through. Why? Why is this a partisan thing? I mean, this should be something that everybody's concerned about.
Well, is it is this sort of the feel good? This is the way to deal with a liberal thinking. I don't even like that term because I think it's irrelevant. I don't think it applies to anything, but people understand what I'm saying when I use the term a liberal. It's too much. Look at California. It's not even liberal. It's
we're the petri dish for what is
like nonsense. It's the craziest of the crazies are there. 16 after the hour. Speaking of that, we get an idea about what the lieutenant governor is going to do, what she's saying about replacing Cuomo after this.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
All right, so you know how I feel about what's-her-face, the vice president, Kamala Harris. I feel the same way about Kathy Hochul. People say I'm a sexist because I don't like women in government. No, that's not true at all. I don't like incompetence.
I'm just saying you don't like people in government.
I don't like government.
You're sort of like a low-key anarchist.
Yeah, okay, low-key anarchist. So
the worst thing you can do is get elected, and then Doug's like, nope, can't be supportive of you.
See you later. So this Kathy Hochul, that's how you pronounce her name, right?
Hochul, I think.
Says she's going to create a safe work environment when she replaces Governor Cuomo.
Where was she?
Yeah. Why? Thank you. What's she been doing all this time? Ding, ding, ding. Anybody home? No.
Because apparently, I mean, according to Victoria, and I don't know how New York works, but Victoria says that they run together as like a ticket.
Yeah.
So if you knew that this was going on, and it seems like it was a pretty terribly...
I think there's new Webster's dictionary, Merriam-Webster, there's the word opportunist, and there's no definition, just a picture of this woman next to the word opportunist. So anyway, the business about... Cuomo goes back. She shouldn't get too comfortable because he will run again if he can. People have short memories, it would seem.
And she was thinking, to be fair, she was thinking about running next year. So we'll see how she does. Yeah.
So who's the new lieutenant governor there? What happens?
I don't know. I don't know how the upgrade process works. We'll have to look into that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. They have open. Well, there's got to be some
I don't
way
know if
of...
she gets to pick somebody, though. She may get to pick somebody temporarily.
Well, apparently, okay, how about Hillary for lieutenant governor? Anybody want to raise your hand? Hillary!
Why not, if you imagine?
For lieutenant governor. Yeah. Hoo-ha. Jay and Victoria. Wait a minute. No, Victoria's not here. What am I doing? This is my habit. Jennifer and Jay and Doug here at 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, this is this is distressing and somewhat distracting. The DJB program with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn, focusing now on social media, Twitter at DJB Show, Facebook.com/DJB Show, Instagram. What are your thoughts about Britney Spears? Are they somewhat gauged by looking at all the things that are coming from these itsy bitsy spiders? I kind of look at when I see some of the people referring to Jamie Lynn as a spider, all I can think of is that little, is that a poem from when we were children? Itsy bitsy spider.
Oh yeah, one of the nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
The water spout.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so Lynn, Jamie Lynn is the daughter or the sister, and Lynn is the mother, is that right?
Yeah. Okay, so Jamie is the dad, Lynn's the mom, Jamie Lynn is Brittany's younger sister, and then there's a brother, Brian. And Britney Spears are coming hard for Jamie Lynn, even posting to their mom, Lynn's Instagram. What parent names their kids a combination of their own names?
I had a girl that I liked when I was in sixth grade. Her name was Betty Lou Mayo. Her father was Lou. Her mother was Betty, thus Betty Lou. Okay.
It's just confusing.
Yes, it is.
Maybe that's my own judgmental opinion. Anyway, I digress. Not point of the story. Mom, Lynn, posted
a thing. I was thinking about what your name would be if you did that. Mike Dore.
Doris Michelle.
Yeah,
Doris. The female version of Michael. Or I do like Michael for... I like boys' names for girls, too. Like Michael.
Yeah. Like Michael Lerner, the actress. Remember her from House on the Prairie? Little House on the... Like Michael... Wasn't that her name, Michael Lerner? Huh? What do you mean, no? Wasn't that who that was?
I mean, I remember Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I never watched that one.
Check it out, see if I'm not right, Jennifer, while Jay continues here.
So anyway, I feel like the story is super anticlimactic now. Lynn posted a big old spiderweb photo to Instagram, and Britney's fans were like, oh, Jamie Lynn decorated her home, because she's, as they've been saying, she's been spinning a web of lies, trying to say that she supports Britney. She's always supported Britney. Even the mom has come out, and she's getting some hate about, like, why aren't you supporting your own daughter? What do you have to gain? And Lynn has even been saying, I don't speak out on any of this. I do everything through my attorneys, do your research. It just seems like Lynn's responses are a lot like Jamie Lynn's, the sister's.
Okay.
It's like pretty.
I don't see any girl Michaels in the cast of Little House on the Prairie.
Maybe it was something else.
There is a child actress right now whose name is Michael, I believe. I can't remember if her name's a hyphenate. It's something Michael or Michael something.
All right, let me check
it
out.
It's spelled really cool.
While you rip apart the new Jeopardy hosts, this is, well, these people are both.
I'm not going to hate it, actually. I don't think.
No.
The executive producer, I don't know. We've heard multiple reports about this guy's personality. So, who knows what's really true. But I have been saying all along that I think having an unknown fill-in for him is going to be a lot better than someone who's already going to bring celebrity to it. So, I think it could be a worse choice.
Yeah, wow. As far as celebrity goes, I think Maya Bialik was a good choice because she's known for being like a rocket scientist anyway.
Yeah. And she's not going to do real Jeopardy. She's going to do the spinoff.
Yeah, like Jeopardy National College Championship and everything.
Yeah.
Ken Jennings, who was a fan favorite, he is joining the show. He's going to be a consulting producer.
Really?
But fans were upset about LeVar Burton. Everybody was like, LeVar Burton wanted this. The fans wanted it. Like, just give us LeVar Burton.
All right, Michael Leonard, we have time for this, we got a minute or two. Michael Leonard, an Emmy Award-winning actress, born April 9th, 1939. She was raised in Connecticut. So those of you who don't think that I know what I'm talking about,
she
appeared as Olivia Walton. Let's see here.
On the Waltons, not on Little House on the
Prairie. The Waltons, all right, that's why I said.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it, all right. Well, listen, I can't get them all right, right? I don't like nothing about the new Jeopardy thrills me. It's Alex or nothing, so with me, it's nothing. Forget it. Get lost with these new people. 28 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has taken responsibility for the collapse of Afghanistan and the swift takeover by the Taliban, America's sworn enemy. Quote, I am President of the United States and the buck stops with me. I am deeply saddened by the facts we now face, but I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan. End quote. Former CIA Director and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says Biden's handling of the withdrawal has weakened the United States.
And I hope this administration comes to understand that apologizing, placating, appeasing, being weak only presents risks to American security.
At least 7 people were killed during the chaos at the Kabul airport on Monday after clinging onto a U.S. military transport that took off during the mayhem. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom's recall is underway. Golden State voters started to cast their ballots in the state's historical second-ever gubernatorial recall. California counties began sending out mail-in ballots on Monday. The election has been set to be held on September 14th. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. Army veteran and CIA analyst Matt Zeller on MSNBC slams President Biden for his failure to the people of Afghanistan.
There is such a profound, bold-faced lie in that speech, the idea that we plan for every contingency. I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I've been trying to tell our government for years that this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour. The thing that they were most concerned about was the optics of a chaotic evacuation. Well, they got exactly what they were most concerned of by failing to do what was right when we could have done it. We had all the people and equipment in place to be able to save these people months ago, and we did nothing. I'm appalled that he thinks we only need to take 2,000 people. There's 86,000 people who are currently left behind in Afghanistan alone. We've identified all of them for the government. I have no idea why he claims that people don't want to leave Afghanistan. I have a list of 14,000 names right now of people who want to get out of Afghanistan. And the idea that the Afghan military should be blamed for this, do you know how many casualties the Afghan military took in an average year? More than the United States did in 20. When you're not getting paid on a regular basis, when you're not getting fuel, when no one is supplying you with ammunition, and yet you're still showing up to the fight, how dare us for having to blame these people for not having the audacity to be able to survive a Taliban onslaught?
President Biden has returned to vacation. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four at the hour, bringing all the players together. It's about you and your being indestructible. Good to have you here. It is. It's important to feel like you're strong. Don't you think so, ladies? It's important.
Yeah.
To be seeing things and hearing things and understanding things, paying attention. That's what makes you strong. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn. Jay Kirsch of Victoria is off today, so. The judge, can you help me, Victoria? Well, actually, I mean, Jennifer, have us understand the Dominion defamation suits. What are these all about? I see that Giuliani's involved. Who's involved in all of these things, the allegedly false statements that have been made by all these people? What do we need to know? Or do we need to know?
Well, yeah, I think it's important. So after the 2020 election, one of the theories that was being floated when tackling the issue of voter fraud is that there was something going on with the Dominion voting machines. And the Dominion was this big mysterious company that really quite admittedly, I tried to do some research on it myself to see what was going on. It was connected
to
Canada. It's really hard to tell you. I don't know. South America, all of these webs and connections.
Chinese would be in there somewhere.
where they have done work and collected voter information. So the Dominion company was called out by Rudy Giuliani, by Sidney Powell, who said, hey, there was some funny business when results were collected and ran through these machines. Now, Dominion had denied that all along. So Dominion went after and sued a lot of these people who would, I guess, be called Trump allies for saying that there was a problem with the Dominion machine. So Mike Lindell is one that's got the lawsuit. They're suing pretty much every conservative media outlet. Newsmax, One America News, Fox News have all received lawsuits from Dominion. And one of the questions was whether or not this judge would toss out the Dominion defamation suits against Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell. And this federal judge rejected that bid to throw these out. Now, this was someone who, I guess, according to reports, this was a Trump appointee judge as well. So just looking at the law, they say that Dominion has the right to pursue this case against the mayor, the former mayor of New York, against Mike Lindell, against Sidney Powell, and others who were named in this lawsuit. They said that the narrative was led with malice, and that's the argument that they're going to try to make in front of the court.
All right, speaking of malice, I have plenty toward Tucker Carlson. It's pretty no secret.
I know. It's funny. Boom. I don't know why you don't like him so much. I feel like he's pretty harmless, but...
Really? Well, he just...
Hey,
maybe
different
he is,
folks. You know?
And he's trying to come across as someone who's not to gain attention. I see that the National Security Agency's Inspector General is investigating allegations that the NSA improperly targeted poor Tucker, and apparently some whistleblower informed Tucker Carlson that the NSA was after him. Do we know who the whistleblower is, or is this a figment of his
imagination? I think it's an anonymous source, but the whistleblower read a direct text message to Tucker Carlson that he had sent to one other person privately. That's the story that he claims.
So now, why would the world care?
I don't deny
why would the NSA give
a
good
you know what?
This
has been going on forever. I mean, look at it. It was James Rosen during the Obama administration who was spied on. There are some reporters who are now saying they were spied on by the Trump administration. It wouldn't surprise me if Tucker Carlson was spied on by the Biden administration. Not at all.
Why? Why would they care?
Because he's a leading voice in conservative media.
Let me ask you this.
Why would Obama spy on James Rosen?
That's a good question.
You don't even know who that is.
No, that's what I'm saying. Who cares? Why are we wasting our
taxpayer
dollars?
He was the former White House reporter for Fox News during the Obama administration. Why would it be necessary to listen to his conversations with his mother?
Too much free cash, too much money, too many people working for the government, looking into things like this. Why would anybody give a good rat's you-know-what about
Tucker
Carlson?
Well, and if it's okay for Tucker Carlson, who else are they listening to?
It's not okay for these other people either.
Are getting spied
on. Yeah, right, exactly. It brings me back to the Nixon days using the IRS against his enemies.
Oh, so you don't have to go back to Nixon. It was Obama was using the IRS. Lois Lerner got popped for it because they were targeting conservative groups.
Yeah. Okay. I want
still
to tell
happening.
You good, got a good story. You ready?
Sure. Ready.
Okay. This is the story of L.C. Smith, also known as Buckshot to his friends. He's 92 years old. Guess what he's done all of his life for work? Want to take a guess? And he's still doing it at the age
of 92.
Something
with a gun, right?
Yep. You're right. Buckshot.
Gives it away. Okay. What was he doing?
Well, he doesn't use the gunshot. He doesn't use the buckshot. He doesn't use the rifle every day. He's wearing a holster and a gun because he is the oldest working policeman in America. At the age of 92, he still pounds a beat in Camden, Arkansas. Newsweek magazine carrying a story this week about this guy who said, quote, I just like police work. I love to help people. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could clone this guy? He's on his patrol 4 days a week. He's known to everybody in this city of 2,500, been there forever. He says, all the rest of my family's dead. I'm all by myself. So my life is spent going around and helping people. I'm a deacon of my church. I have a girlfriend whose name is Aura.
I love this guy.
I love this guy too. Yeah. He was sort of forced into, he had semi-forced retirement 10 years ago when he was 82. He didn't like it. So he went to another community. He was working in one community, and he went to Camden because they told him that they would hire him. He says, my motto is I try to be fair with everybody. I've taken people home to take care of them. I've taken people to jail because that's where they belonged. My thing is, if you have a child home without a parent, there needs to be some check-in. So I would check on a lot of youngsters at home. Anyway, they learn their lessons. Children today learn their lessons if you spend time with them. I'd like to have this guy for a grandfather. And really, 92 years old, police officer, Camden, Arkansas.
That's amazing.
L.C. Smith. Good for him. No plans to quit either. All right, so there's...
I don't say enough about...
For them
media.
To keep him on the job.
Yeah, keeping him on the job, but also profiling this guy's story.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Yep, very good. Nicely done. All right, 41 after the hour. In the moment that where my head is at right now, I'm worried. I'm concerned about something that's approaching the earth. I have to talk about that with you to see if I can't feel better right after this.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Don't forget our DJV download every single day. The highlights of the program, in case you miss them, we've got it. Help yourself. The suspension of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rand Paul. We talk about that in the current podcast. Every time I say there's something about her, Victoria's not here today, so she can't razz and dazz on me. Jay, you understand. I think I explained it to you. What it was. There's something about her that whatever it is, it just...
she's attractive.
Yeah, I find her... I don't find what she says attractive, but I find her attractive. All right, talking...
Yeah.
What'd you just say?
Put her on mute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I just was saying to Jennifer and to Jay off air, I'm looking at video of this Hochul, where her name is, from New York. There's a bad actor here. I can tell I've been doing this for a long time. I've interviewed tens of thousands of people. I've been around people. I just can tell you by their body language and the way they look kind of what they're about. And I can tell you this woman is bad news. There's something about her that really is sticking in my craw. Now, people, if Victoria were here, she'd say, well, would you say that about a guy? Absolutely. Jennifer, yeah, over the years, have heard me talk plenty about it.
I think a lot of people who would say something like that, you could say, yes, that's sexist. But you are pretty equal.
I'm an equal opportunity offender.
Right. I mean, I've been here less than a year, and I've already heard it across the board.
Thank you. Okay, so there is a big problem. Everybody ready for this?
Yeah.
Don't be alarmed, though, according to scientists. I love it. When they tell you there's something headed for the Earth,
don't worry.
But don't worry.
Right.
Right. The odds are still quite low that this new asteroid that these people have found called Bennu, B-E-N-N-U, the odds are slim that this asteroid will slam into the Earth 100 years from now.
There are worse ways to go. Bring the asteroids on.
Well, I'd rather not have the asteroids.
It'd be quick.
I'd rather not know about it ahead of time.
You'd go with your family.
We'll become the next world's fossil fuel. Right? You see a picture of this thing?
That's deep.
Thank you. Take a look at the picture from Cape Canaveral from NASA. There's a picture of this thing. How'd they get it? If it's 100 years away, how can they even tell?
I know. Does that blow your mind?
Huh? 100 years away, maybe 200 years away. This is a space rock about the size of New York City. How about that? No. Well, the study's being done in Pasadena as well there, Jennifer. I love Pasadena, by the way.
Yeah, it's my neighborhood.
Yeah, what a great town. Anyway, the odds of a strike here. Everybody ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
1 in 2,700.
Really not all that high.
As it gets over the next century, they will lessen to 1 in 1,750. The path now is being measured by the NASA OSIRIS-REx spacecraft. Who even knew that there was a spacecraft call? I don't remember that launch. Anyway, the fellow who runs this division of NASA says, don't worry, the situation is improving. The odds are better.
Great.
So anyway, they expect samples of this thing to hit our solar system in 2023. So it's going to come from wherever it's coming. And it is. Is there such a thing as knowing too much?
Yes.
Maybe.
Absolutely. Huh? Absolutely, yeah, I mean, there's
1,000%. Yeah.
What are we going to do about this anyway?
Right.
Well, maybe we can send Bruce Willis up, or we can, up to blow it up. They could do that, right?
That's good.
Get rid of them.
Just leave Ben here.
And Ben, I was going to say Ben can't go on this trip. He's got too many important things to do with Bennifer.
That's right. Bennifer. Like J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Who else was on that trip? Michael Duncan. He's dead. That crazy actor with the crazy eyes. What was his name?
Steve Buscemi.
He could go.
Wow, good call, Jay.
Yeah, no.
I was blanking.
Right. And then there was the other movie that was the same year that had Robert Duvall. Duvall. He
what
got
was it.
It?
Independence Day, and then there was the
no,
other
no, no. That was the getting the bad guys from out of this world. No, this was the asteroid. They were both about asteroids, blowing up asteroids. And in the end, Bruce Willis got, he was the only one who got killed.
Oh, Armageddon is what it was called.
Armageddon. But the other one that the Robert Duvall was in, everybody got it. They saved the world. All right, so here we are at 10 before the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Now for Dr. Ken to answer some of your questions. It's questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen with question number one having to do with osteoarthritis and whether it increases the risk for Parkinson's. Does it make a difference how old the patient is, Ken?
Doug, this comes out of arthritis care and research in the week of June 9th of this year. We learned that older adults with osteoarthritis are at increased risk for developing Parkinson's disease later in life. Although osteoarthritis, this is the wear and tear type of arthritis as opposed to rheumatoid, when the body actually attacks the joints. So although osteoarthritis can affect the hands, knees, hips, and spine, those with the knee and hip forms, Doug, have a higher risk for Parkinson's than those with the other types of the condition.
Uh-huh. All right. Good for all of us to understand the Parkinson thing sort of is in the same league as Alzheimer's, isn't it? And some of the diseases of the brain, but it just affects your body differently.
Right. The common denominator is coming from the brain. One is more of a movement disorder, Parkinson's, and one is more of a thinking and memory disorder, Alzheimer's.
Okay. All right. Next question comes on the heels of some information about diabetics, the percentage of those who have diabetes who have good sugar control. Isn't there a direct correlation between your sugar number, and I think you've always told me it's supposed to be about 5.7 or something, and those who get type 2 diabetes?
Right. You're talking about hemoglobin A1C now, which is approximately a three-month average of your blood sugar, as opposed to also measuring it as a fasting single blood sugar, a spot sugar that you get also from a blood test. And out of the New England Journal of Medicine in June, we learned that the percentage of adults with diabetes in America who are effectively controlling their blood sugar dropped to fewer than 51%. in 2018 from just over 57% in 2010. These are the most recent numbers we have. So there's been a real decline in blood sugar control from a decade ago. And overall, only a small proportion, Doug, of people with diabetes are simultaneously meeting the key goals of blood sugar control, blood pressure control, and control of high cholesterol. And these trends really need to be a wake-up call, since they mean that millions of Americans with diabetes are at higher risk for major complications, complications that diabetes can affect from head to toe, take away your ability to perform sexually, heart attacks, strokes, blindness, kidney failure, you name it, ability to have your nervous system work properly, sensation, movement, all of these things, horrible. Get your diabetes checked and controlled, because it'll really change the quality of your life as you get older.
Okay, as a cardiologist, how many of the people that you see in your practice have diabetes, or is how much of the cause of the circulatory issues that people have comes because they're diabetic?
Way too much. And this is where obesity becomes such a huge cause of heart disease, because obesity is such a huge cause of type 2 diabetes, which then causes havoc to the circulation from head to toe. So I see these as heart attacks and strokes, and this is why keeping yourself at ideal body weight is so important for prevention, and why 80% of coronary disease, which leads to heart attack or atherosclerosis in the carotids, leads to 70% of strokes. So much of strokes and heart attacks can be prevented by keeping the blood sugar, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the weight all under control, not smoking, keeping the mental stress under control. When the doctor says it's okay, getting into a healthy exercise program and eating healthy, all these things can keep yourself away from 80% of heart attacks.
You know, we've had enough dinners together for you to know that I'm averse to eating meat. I saw a study, not eating meat at dinner can reduce your risk of heart disease by 10%. You buying that?
Well, I think meat should be a treat. I don't want to say you should never have a steak. I mean, but it should be a treat. You don't want to make it an everyday occurrence, and these should be treats.
All right, so you don't want to go out every night and have, well, you don't want to have a greasy hamburger every day.
Right.
Some people don't do.
You want to eat the Mediterranean diet, but realize the treats are okay.
All right, that helps you with heart disease. Okay, answers to good questions. Keep them up. Thank you very much. You can always get to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. It's easy enough to do that. DGAV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Check him out at Lake Cardiology. Dial up. If you'd like to have an appointment there, 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Stephan at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.